obviously comes off the Atela Ha'Shma. So it's going on a pasuk that has read really two different parts. It says Atela Ka'ezna Ha'Shma, Kachin Nechor Eishem Esenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu should open his ears and hear. He should open up his eyes and see our Shemus. L'chura, the primary one should be Kachin Nechor E. The churban is visible. You burnt the Beis Hamikdash down, destroyed, you killed. All of these things are things that are really it's things to see. And there are some things, the muscle, it says where Hatel Azchor the Chaloi Bitinva is Kodesh Kadoshim, Ushma Zaydim Mizorkim the Muloch Milos Kadoshim. Listen to the Rishoyim. It says Amalek would take off the milos and throw them up in to, you know, kind of at a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hatelachas Oznecha. What does that mean? I mean, it's not aware anything was said. Take a look. Lachura of the two halves of the pasuk. The one that should have been aimed, should have been the focus, should be Pkachanechorei, the Milos Dazrukas, Pkachanechorei, Shemesenu, Pkachanechorei, everything. That's really the most important one. So yes, there's occasionally, there's Tifletzes, Minayetzes, but that's a very small part of it. So in everything, there's a Chitzonius and a Pnimius. The Chitzonius is visible to the eye. A muscle, if I show somebody a picture, the person sees the picture. What does the picture mean? I don't know. I can tell you there's a person, there's a house, there's a door, there's a sidewalk, a car, whatever. What does it mean? So when I put words to it, that's why sometimes when we look at a picture without a caption, we have a hard time figuring out what's trying to tell us. I can describe the picture, but what's the picture telling me? The caption is what it's telling me. And Moshe Shapiro says always that the word dover, things, are from the same word as dibur, because everything in the world is a statement. Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything that it created, anything that's a dover, is saying something. And we have to have the ear to hear it. That's the inyan of Pirkei Shira. Every bri in the world says something. There are tsuras, a person suffers face destruction from a hurricane or something like that. So we don't know why, we don't know what, but we focus on the disarray and the destruction that the hurricane left. When a person goes to war against somebody else, there's a statement. You're sitting in our country, you don't belong here, whatever. Umas Ha'ilam and Klal Yisrael, what they heard us, that's visible. But they didn't just, it wasn't just a war and you kind of. The Umas Ha'ilam were Mecharif and Megadif. Every time they fight Klal Yisrael, it comes with a message. You're not the Amen Nifchar. You were the Amen Nifchar. There is no one above. You know, and so on. Every single milchama with Klal Yisrael, the deeper aspect of it is that it's a statement. It's a statement that you're not. You don't belong. You don't have a right to exist. There's Nesdin and Vastayin and so on and so forth. So when we bring this ayur to the churban, so there's the physical suffering and the tachlis damage, but there's a much bigger statement. When the Nazis destroyed Klal Yisrael's bodies, but they also, there was a devastating statement: nobody's there for you. Where's the one that's supposed to be there for you? That was a horrendous statement. That's the tefletzes and the etzes. Every strike against Klal Yisrael carries a chiruv and gidif did, and that's what me'ir that adrabe. Before seeing the destruction, the most critical piece is to understand the chilul shem shemayim that comes out from everything. You know, the listening is the first part of it, and the seeing is only the chetimtza for the message that's being given with whatever destruction was wrought on us.